Hi, I'm Tamara Green, your loving relationship expert. Welcome to Miracle Monday's meditation. By listening to this recording, you can make every day a miraculous day. This audio can help with personal exploration and activate self-confidence, self-worth, peace of mind, and love. So enjoy. Love is yours if you don't give up. How is it that some people always seem to get what they want regarding love, and in a relatively short amount of time? Then there are those who can't seem to make it happen at all. At least that's what they believe. Are you one of those people? I had a client once who would complain, "Why is it that my loud-mouthed and unattractive cousin attracts really nice and successful men who adore her, but I can't even get a decent date?" She would get so frustrated waiting for love to happen. Things really changed for her, however, when she got out of her own way. She eventually met a man who admired and loved her so. How did this happen? How did she go from frustrated and alone to fantastic love? And how can this happen for you? First, stop believing that it's not going to happen for you. Stop invalidating you as the creative being that you really are. You can create anything. Let me say that again. You can create anything. You've learned how not to create the relationship you desire by putting your focus and attention on what you don't want, which gives you more of what you don't want. Now, create the relationship you do desire by focusing on the fact that it's happening. If you have the desire for something, then it's completely possible for you to create it in your life. You really do have what it takes to make love happen for you. Okay, try this. Take every negative thought, complaint, worry, or frustration you have, write it down on a piece of paper, and then rip it into shreds. And you keep doing this until you break the habit of that negative self-talk. So again, you write down any negative thought on a piece of paper and rip it up. Any complaint that you make about anything, write it down and then rip it up. Any worry that you have, write it down and rip it up. Any frustration you have, write it down and rip it up. Second, stop allowing yourself not to have love. In what ways do you not give yourself permission to have what your heart desires? Oh, I'm too old. I'm too fat. I'm not smart enough. I'm not financially stable enough. I'm not good enough. You got to stop all of that talk. It's not working for you, is it? Instead, say, "I allow love into my life. I deserve love. I am more than good enough to be loved." Next, fall in love with these new statements. Literally feel loving feelings as you say, "I allow love into my life. I deserve love. I am more than good enough to be loved." What will happen is that you will fall in love with you and your life and the future you are creating for yourself. If you fall in love with being in love, that loving energy is what powers your affirmative statements. Third, stop sabotaging your chances for love. Okay, be honest now. How do you sabotage yourself when it comes to love? Are you hanging around friends who are men bashers or continually share negative dating experiences? Are you spending too much time with family who criticize you? Are you ignoring your internal nudgings to sign up for online dating sites, single events or groups, or maybe to volunteer somewhere to meet new people? You know what you're doing, so commit now to stop sabotaging and get out of your own rut. This means stepping out of your comfort zone, but it's completely worth it. Fourth, be the source of creating your love future by borrowing your own positive energy from other areas of your life. So right now, close your eyes. And in your mind, go to that area of your life where you feel so much success. That thing that you do that you are positive, you are really, really good at it. For example, you may be very good at picking supportive friends, cooking healthy food, keeping a neat and organized home, balancing your checkbook, making the best brownies in town, or even navigating your computer. This is just to name a few. So have you selected the thing that you absolutely know that you're very good at? Good. Now really feel this energy of you. Act as if right now you are doing that thing that you know you are so good at. And feel the source energy that you are in this absolute knowingness of how good you are at this. You have no doubts about this area of your life, do you? Now, borrow this knowing source energy and put it in the area of your love or dating life. It's as if you are gifting yourself pure confidence. With this conviction, know that you know that you absolutely know you will create your love goal. Anytime you feel doubt, then borrow some more of this confident and knowing energy from yourself. Try it. It really does work. Last, don't ever give up. This weekend, I watched a movie for the second time called What Dreams May Come. It's about a man who dies in an automobile accident and goes to heaven. His wife, in her grief, kills herself and goes to a type of hell, her own kind of hell. He leaves his heaven to retrieve her from her hell, which never had been done before, but he decides, even against all odds, that he's going to do it. What he goes through to save her is harrowing. The average person would have given up many times over, but not him. He refuses to give up. He decided that he was going to do whatever it took to get her out of the hell. And he did it. A very happy ending. I know, it's a movie. But the concept is absolutely true. Stay committed to your desires and don't ever give up. Okay, try this. Write a list of all the times that you have given up in your life. You're going to notice that it doesn't feel very good, does it? Now, write a commitment note to yourself. I, and then fill in your name, hereby swear that I will not give up on myself and I will definitely never give up on love. Now let me go over the steps again. First, stop believing that it's not going to happen for you. Second, stop allowing yourself to not have love. Third, stop sabotaging your chances for love. Fourth, borrow your own positive and confident energy in the area of love. Fifth, don't ever give up. Now do the exercises that I've listed and you will get out of your own way and actualize the love that you deserve. Enjoy creating the love of your dreams. If you've enjoyed this audio, please tell a friend by having them go to tamaragreen.me. That's www.tamaragreen.me. The beautiful music is composed by David Dashinger at ddmusic.com. Make this a great day.